Blog Talk Radio.
With Miss Trish and friends. Good afternoon, family, and you're listening to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and friends, where we'll be laughing it up about the stupid shit we do, yet it inspires you to keep on. Life's lessons. You can find and follow us and listen in at Miss Trish Funny on Facebook or Twitter. That's MZTRISH Funny on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter, we're broadcasting live from www.thechosen.org. And in these presidential elections, what is it that the next president needs in order to run these here United States of America? Matter of fact, what is it that our next president, what do I think that our next president will need in order to be the great leader that we need for this here America? Matter of fact, my thoughts even go further. What the fuck would I do if I was the president of the United States of America? I really am not into the candidates at this time of the election. I do like Hillary, and I don't know if I really trust Donald. But that's about all I know. I also know that I would love it if Barack Obama could keep doing the job. As far as I'm concerned, he's been a great president to us these last few 8 years. And I'm enjoying him and Mrs. Obama running the seats of America. So I have no real complaints. There's been some hard times, but hey, we all got them from time to time. And remember, these are our life's lessons. So today we'll be talking about Mistress presidential runs. What if I was running the United States? What if it was me up in that chair? What kind of ideas do I have for America and our future to come? Matter of fact, what do you think I need to do? If you got any questions for me, I'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call at 914-205-5568. And you can voice your opinions and your comments on our Facebook page or at Twitter. By the way, you stay tuned. We got more stupid shit of the day coming. and the stupid letter of the week, also the Miss Trish 411 or whatever, and we'll be taking calls if we got some time today. Be a part of the show and give us a call at 914-205-5568. And remember, the comments and the views and the opinions are not necessarily those of DCP Media or The Chosen Publishing. We'll be right back after this.
Bitch better have my money. It ain't nothing like black people come by. It's word to the mother, make up DJ quick. I play old black domino, slapping bones. AMG's on the mother, make up microphone. I think this is nothing more and nothing less. You gotta see no hope, you can take the test and bring big facts. You didn't lock the back. You got the woody and I got the act. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches neat, it's so they find it. G with the high top fade. Open up your coach bag, bitch, so I can get paid. And take off your D-string drawers. Did you eat your Wheaties? Cause I don't pause. What are you laughing at? Ain't a damn thing funny.
Bitch better have my money.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look. 100% USDA grade AB. Here's my card, call me. You look like you ain't been bumped in a while. Pick up the mother, pick up phone and dial. And have your money in a big tag sack. I'm swinging this f***ing like a new jack.
Bitch,
so
bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
We're back, and I'd like to thank you for listening in to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. Again, you can give us a call and ask your questions at 914-205-5568. Press 1 and wait. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Miss Trish, presidential runs. I wonder what I could do for our country if I were the president. And with the candidates like Donald Trump running, why not? He's got so much money, he needs to go run for something else. Go retire. Do something with your money. Go buy another damn island. Hell, buy a block. I don't care. But you ain't got to run for president. People with that kind of money make me scared and shaky. What you doing? But anyway, our country was built on the hardworking, honest backs of American normal people, everyday working people, the fabric of America. Hell, I'm that person. So here's what I would do if I were president. Health care. Everybody gets health care. Hell, nobody wants your mess. And for the most part, we want to be healthy. And I sure would need you to be able to go to the doctor if you got a cold so your ass can get back to work. That's number one. So everybody gets health care. And number two, and I also want you to take care of your children. So health care, we will keep that. We might kind of twerk a little bit because everything needs a little bit of twerking. But hell, why not give you health care, because I don't want your damn disease, and I know the country don't want your damn disease. In order to balance the budget, this is what I'll say. Well, as you know, Colorado government is tripping over the fact that they've got to return money because Colorado sold over 148,238 pounds of marijuana and banked about $50 million in recreation marijuana taxes this year alone. So you see what kind of money we will pay? There you have it. I will legalize marijuana and pay these damn bills. Plus, think of how the crime rate will be substantially reduced. If your ass just had one, you might not beat the hell out of, cuss the out of, do the dumb shit that your non-high ass would do without it. So first of all, I'll legalize marijuana because I need that money to pay my bills. Number two, Social Security. I got you on Social Security. If you receive disability and your ass is able, go to work. If you claim crazy, let's check you out. I got a few places you can go to verify if your ass is truly crazy or not. Bellevue, New York. Grady Hospital, ATL. State Hospital on Bull Street, Columbia, South Carolina. We'll send you there for, there are many places in America that you can go to get your evaluation on whether you really are crazy. We're going to give you a free visit for evaluation to ensure that your ass is crazy. Once we find out if you're crazy, then you get that disability check. But if you just playing with us after you visit one of these places, I'm sure you won't think about being crazy no damn more. So disability will get cut for the right people who really need it. And as for my pay, I will take a cut in pay. Hell, Barack Obama now living off of $200,000 to $300,000 a year. I just want a little bit of that. I'll give some of that money back to the American people. I've lived off of so much less in my lifetime that half of whatever the president makes will still be a blessing. And besides, I like living in the hood around regular folk anyway. They get by on anything that they've got, and they know how to take care of each other. There are neighborhoods in America that you can't even go down the street because the dudes on that block really got a secure lock. So I'm going to hire those type of niggas to be my security team. Hell, I dare terrorists to come up in some of these streets that we got over here. You go to South Central L.A. Hell, you can go down to Tech Wood Homes. I bet you couldn't even get in there without getting a Glock. So those are the type of people I need on my security team. So our pay will be substantially reduced because I'm sure if they can take, if they like $200,000, they'll be more than happy to take $100,000 just to protect my ass. And besides, those type of dudes, they do it for free anyway. So I'll get them type of people on my security team, and I'll take a cut and pay. Because besides, I like living in the hood. I ain't got nothing against the hood. That's where I come up at. So we can go there all day. And I'm going to give some of that money back to the taxpayers of America. Again, if I can make that revenue off of that marijuana legalization, that's another thing. I still get to send you some of your money back. Don't all Americans want something back from America? You work hard every day. You go out there every day and you punch a clock every day. You can hardly make ends meet. Wouldn't it be nice if at the end of the year, instead of just getting your tax return, or at the end of every quarter of every year, instead of just getting a tax return, the government sending you some change back? Well, I'm that president. Miss Trish runs. And we're going to also talk about what we need to do about our school. You dumbass kids ain't coming up in here with no common sense. You're going to learn your lesson because I didn't play it with my kids. My mama didn't play it with me. So we're going to reform our schools and take some of that marijuana legalization weed and put it back into our school system. That's my take on how I want to run America. There's more to come in our next segment. Stay tuned for the stupid shit that we do and listen to this. We'll be right back after these messages. Y'all.
back. I got a caller on the line. Caller, go. Hello? I guess she got lost in our call system. And again, it's all about the funding with Miss Trish and Friends. Don't forget, you can call in and be a part of the show by leaving a message on the Miss Trish hotline at 678-632-5541. 24 hours a day. Be funny. Be inspirational. Give your opinion or just say hello. And if you're good, your recording may be selected to be played live during one of my shows. Now, it's the Miss Trish 411 on entertainment, news, and whatever. Your family, but before I go on to that, I love to regret where I live and where my family may be. So I want to send shout out to all my peeps in Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Houston, Huntsville, Texas, and by no means, and last but not least, the ATL, and all my listeners across the world. I love you all, and peace be to you. The stupid shit of the week is America's stupid shit. Rich-ass Donald Trump running for president. Tomorrow World Festival rained out, and per the news report, the way them fools was dancing, they looked like they was already on a marijuana binge. Criminal, slip out of handcuffs and get away. If that's motherfucking easy, I might have to try some illegal shit myself. But again, I'm Miss Trish and I can't do jail either. And by the way, if I was president, we're going to really cut down that prison system stuff. All that corporate America locking fools up. Put them fools on the street so they can make some money. If they was dope dealer hustling 5 and 10, 20 bags, we're going to make them tax-paying citizens. And they can pay some of that damn child support they got, too. So once we find you selling some weed and you're illegal with us, you can come on and pay some damn taxes. Or you can stay where you at, up in the pit and look up to prison house, wherever you like, but you got a choice in the matter. Look, I want to thank you all for listening in. Don't forget, you can always leave a message on our hotline. We'll be right back after these messages from our public announcement.
Doughboy,
I love it when them girls on the floor, cause I'm ratchet. I spend a couple racks on them, cause I'm ratchet. I love my girls real ghetto, cause I'm ratchet. Cause I'm ratchet, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm ratchet, yeah. Trap house cooking on the stove, cause I'm ratchet, yeah. Feds be knocking at the door, cause I'm ratchet. I'm causing problems every way I go, cause I'm ratchet. Cause I'm ratchet, cause I'm ratchet, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm ratchet, yeah, yeah.
Just now got the ratchet pack. Make it disappear like magic. Like a basketball, I just bounce back. For that lean on my ag deck. Need my vegetable, I'm counting this cabbage. Everything hoping her copacetic. She needs some money, girl, you talking ratchet. To the feds, man, I know he snitching. Benny be Benny.
Benny be Benny.
My whole team is winning.
My whole team is winning.
Check out my watch, it's looking ratchet. And fame, you can have it. I can't be tame. I'm a grilly. Ratchet nigga, want the millions. Ratchet nigga, man, I want the millions. And my counting number
two. I love it when them girls on the floor, cause I'm ratchet. I spend a couple racks on them, cause I'm ratchet. I love my girls real ghetto, cause I'm ratchet. Cause I'm ratchet. Cause I'm ratchet. Trap house cooking on the stove, cause I'm ratchet. Fans be knocking at the door, cause I'm ratchet. I'm causing problems every way I go, cause I'm ratchet.
Cause I'm ratchet.
Cause I'm ratchet. Cause I'm ratchet.
I ain't gonna lie, you know I love to get by. And in everything you do, you know I love to stay fly. Everything I do is ratchet. So many times you could not match it. And if I try to change it, I just got too many damn bad habits. When them girls is on the flow, on the flow, on the flow. Throw a couple racks, throw some more, throw some more. Them D-boys show the love, that's why I love my ghetto niggas. From the trap house to the street, best believe they pull them
triggers. I love it when them girls on the floor, cause I'm ratchet. I spend a couple racks on them, cause I'm ratchet. I love my girls real ghetto, cause I'm ratchet.
The African Community Centers presents 101050, a basic plan for the empowerment of the African community worldwide. 101050 is to commit 10 hours a month to a community-based organization, to commit $10 a month to help fund the organization of your choice, to commit to spending $50 of your monthly budget to support a black-owned business. to have faith in our victory. Visit us on the web at 10-10-50.org or call us at area code 770-908-6144. That number again is area code 770-908-6144. Stand up and be down with 10-10-50.
My shit, and I absolutely love you, Ma. Thank you for listening in. She told me a story about how my nephew's father was washing his clothes, and as he's washing the clothes, he saw some dirty drawers. So he called my nephew down to ask him, "Yo, what's going on with your underwear, man? You got some problems we need to talk about?" My nephew just simply threw up his hand and said, "Well, what you expect? I fart all day." The perspective of children. Now it's time for my most favorite segment of the show. Be ye conscious and be ye concerned. Be ye conscious. Let's not be ye deceived. One of the greatest gifts God gave us was the free will to choose. You can choose right or you can choose wrong. But whatever choice you may make, remember there's always a consequence behind the choices that you make. So in this next presidential election, pick someone who's fair. Pick someone who's honest. Pick someone who's for everybody, the rich, the middle class, and the poor, especially the poor and the disabled. We have got to get better, America. We have always been the greatest country in the world, and that's what we need to continue to be. So in this next presidential election, I want you all out there who's listening to take up that greatest gift that God gave us, which is the choice to choose, the freedom to choose. He loved us so much that he said, "Hey, I give you dominion, but I also give you choice." So be ye conscious. Be ye interested. Remember, be ye happy, for godliness with contentment is great gain. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. I love you, family, and until next week, now and forevermore, I wish you peace and love always. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. This shit show has been brought to you by Miss Trish, the comedian, and The Chosen Publishing. This show is broadcast live from thechosen.org. That is DACHOSEN.ORG. Peace and love, y'all. Peace and love.